This is Koreatown, New York, a growing neighborhood of bustling businesses, shops, and restaurants. Yet, at a time when everyone is hurrying to friends and family for a year-end celebration, there are people who are not concerned about the size of a large ball dropping on Times Square, but about a future of peace in their distant land. One of the speakers, Young Kim, has recently returned from Korea.
I'm working in Korea as a missionary of the United Methodist Church. I was ordained in the U.S.
Can you tell me why a missionary would be concerned about troops being sent to Iraq?
Part of our church mission is the working for the peace. Absolutely. Same mission.
People, Young Kim continues, are unhappy about President Roh Moo-hyun's decision to send 3,000 troops to Iraq and think he betrayed his pre-election pledge of seeking more independence from the United States foreign policy.
But he's not sending armed troops, he's sending more like technical help and support?
Yeah, that's what we think that's going to be happening in January, but it haven't decided yet.
What is your analysis of that?
In general analysis is just he heard what the U.S. Bush administrative and asked him to do.
And he doesn't feel he has a choice to say no?
He doesn't seem to. He couldn't say no. All the previous presidents were not very independent and self-determinated.
Is there a feeling from this government that they cannot do without U.S. troops in South Korea?
Government saying that's for national security, but we don't think so, and we believe without those U.S. troops, our reunification would be faster. The relationship with the U.S. is the main concern of our nation because it's related to the Korean Peninsula issues.
What is the economic situation in Korea?
The working class are very poor and some are starving, but other classes getting richer.
In South Korea?
Yes.
Is there a political opposition?
We have new political party. They are very weak in number.
Are you going back to Korea?
Yeah, I will work as pastor and as activist.
The Korean peace and unification movement, which mobilized millions in the streets after an incident in June 2002 when two high school students were crushed to death by a U.S. armored vehicle, is suspicious of an unconditional alliance with the U.S. One thing seems certain, the increasing militancy of the South Korean population makes it virtually impossible for the Bush administration to aggressively move against North Korea. For WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.